get here. Didn't know she could make it because in her association, didn't know if they're going to plow out the snow to make it possible. But her name is Liz Johnson. And for lots of us, she's no stranger because she's been here on a regular basis the last several years. She's been the executive director of CROSS for how long?
Six and a half years.
Yeah. And during those 6.5 years, CROSS continues to grow and to expand. And this morning, it is our pleasure to have her share a bit about the ministry of CROSS. CROSS stands for Christians Reaching Out in Social Service. It's based in Rogers. It provides food for people who live with food insecurity. It also does all kinds of help in other ways, also with rental assistance and clothing. It has some special kid programs. It's one of our outreach partners, and one which we are really glad to partner with and wrap our arms with and do all kinds of great stuff with CROSS because they do great, great and important work. And Liz is the one who is behind it all, pushing it and making it happen. So let's welcome Liz as she shares about CROSS. Okay. Welcome.
So good to worship with you this morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength, right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It was just wonderful to worship behind you. This really doesn't have anything to do with my talk this morning, but well, that every time I hear that song, God is good, God is good, God is good. I have 7 grandchildren, and one of my granddaughters is 5 years old. All of their lives I kind of taken it upon myself to teach them deep theological truths, right? So I was going to teach them these songs, worship songs, and one of the songs was. We were driving down the road, and their mommy, my daughter, and I, we were listening to these songs with the kids and teaching them the words, and one of them was about God doesn't fail. And my 5-year-old granddaughter, 5 years at the time, said, what does fail mean? And my daughter and I looked at each other and was like, oh, man, what does it mean? And then my granddaughter says, Jim, does it mean that God always gives us everything we want? And I said, well, kinda, but really what we need, you know, and my daughter and I like, some God doesn't always give us things that we want. We can pray for things, but it isn't always what we want. And we were struggling, like, how do we teach this little 5-year-old what fail means without looking like God doesn't, you know, not worthy of the prayer. And so then my 5-year-old granddaughter says, is it like when I pray to be a mermaid, and when I wake up and I'm still not a mermaid, because it's not a good idea for me to be a mermaid? Exactly. And it was just like, God is good. Then I got to talk about how you wouldn't be able to live with mommy and daddy if you were a mermaid. You'd have to be in the sea. And so this little 5-year-old led me into deep theological truth. Oh, so good to be with you here this morning. How many of you know about CROSS? I mean, lots, yep. Okay, how many of you have actually been inside the building at CROSS? Okay, well, not as many of you. So it is so much easier to explain what CROSS is while we're walking you around the building. So please, please take an opportunity to come and tour with us. We do tours all the time, and we would love to walk you around and show you how it works and what we do. It has been a very busy several years for us. CROSS now distributes food in 31 locations. So we have 7 mobile sites. I'm not sure how many we had last time I was here, but now we have 7. We distribute food into 2 schools, 2 mobile parks, mobile home parks, the senior housing center, and then 2 churches. We just, a few months ago, opened up a food distribution in St. Michael. St. Michael actually gave us a call and asked us to come and help them do a food distribution out there on Saturdays, and they're serving about 200 people a couple Saturdays a month. So the need is there. It's we're just having a beautiful opportunity to partner with other groups. We also have Kid Pack Weekend Food for Kids in 23 schools now, and of course we have our Meals on Wheels program. So through all of these programs, the food programs, we have, in the last 10 months, we have distributed about $1.7 million worth of food out into the community. And that's at like $1.70 a pound. So, you know, like nothing's $1.70 a pound. So really, it's far more than $1.7 million, but that's the number we use to track inventory internally. Well, and at the same time in the last 10 months, this has been our hardest year financially. Our donations are down about 40% from our donation projections this year. And so we have been restructuring staff. We are down from 11 staff down to 7 staff right now. And so a lot of that workload has just kind of been absorbed by the current staff. And thankfully, our incredible numbers of volunteers, our volunteers provide enough service to equal about 19 full-time equivalents. So without that volunteer team, it would be very difficult to do this work. While our families, our advocates, are seeing about 50 to 80 families a day, so that has been increasing tremendously. And of course, we meet with families, we talk with them, we try to get other resources to them as well. And they all have a unique story. You know, whether it is a job loss or an illness or a medical struggle or a car accident or, you know, any number of things. We're seeing many people who just have never been able to get back on track and get back to full wages since the layoffs happened. So a lot of people are working, but they're working far under what's livable. And so that's the majority of the people that we serve. So there are many, many opportunities to help. We are looking for board members right now. Our year starts April 1st. And St. Michael is talking to us about working out in their community. And then Maple Grove is talking to us about having more of a physical presence in Maple Grove as well. So we definitely need board members with great wisdom and great insight. And so please, if you're thinking about joining CROSS's leadership, please talk with me about that, because we just have a great need of just wise counsel right now. Lots to do. There's also this, we've been using your truck, the truck that you purchased for us, I'm not sure if the pictures are up there, but we've been using the truck for Fill the Truck. And so we've been doing Fill the Truck events around different cities, and we're starting to have churches have the truck at their site on the weekends during services and then fill up that truck with food, you know, as people come to service. So we are going to be doing that here. You can come on up.
Much
you know, when you come for a tour, you can actually ask me questions. You can't do that here.
Yeah.
But you can actually get all your questions answered if you come and visit with me. So please consider
well,
that.
Well, they can ask questions afterwards out in the lobby.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's true.
Okay, so do that, all right. Yeah, so next Sunday is Fill the Truck Day here for Northwood Church. And we want to invite everybody to be going to a grocery store this week and picking up some food so we can fill the truck. We'd love to fill it with as much food as we possibly can. In years past, we've done several food drives here, two food drives a year, and we typically have invited you to bring things over the course of a couple of Sundays. This time it's one Sunday and Fill the Truck. It's next Sunday. So bring as much as you possibly can, and we will have people between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., and we'll put all that into the truck, and then they'll drive it away. And just to remind you, friends, so Northwood's partnership with CROSS has been really deep and good in the last several years. Inclusive of the truck that Liz has alluded to, we helped them acquire that and purchase that truck, which enables them to have the mobile food locations around this area, their mm-hmm. service area. In addition, out of the outreach fund, we give $5,000 a year to help with Kid Pack, as well as to help also with just the weekly expenses of running this ministry. So thank you for your generosity of the outreach fund to make it all happen. And if you want to help CROSS in other ways, go ahead and do that. We would love for you to do that and applaud that, okay?
Yeah. And I think we're going to advertise that you're doing this Fill the Truck out into the community too. So this is a great opportunity for you to tell your neighbors too to come and just drop food off, you know, at your church in this time period. So this is we can make this more community minded too. Yeah. So
I always go to Coburn's and clean out their pasta sauce, ragu, and everybody else. So do something like that, okay? All right.
Thank you. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you for
all of you. Let's applaud.